How close are we to maybe moving into a situation where we're going to know which of these to use? You know, the old personalized oncology concept. Do you think that's coming to immunotherapy?
So I absolutely believe that this concept of personalized immuno-oncology is coming, and I think it's coming sooner than people think about. Currently, we're treating populations of patients and retrospectively doing immunohistochemistries, but I can tell you that I'm going to be the principal investigator for a trial that we're calling ADVISE, or the Adaptive Trial After Nivolumab Resistance, to look at specifically prospectively profiling tumors by immunohistochemistry to look for which receptors are upregulated and then put patients into buckets based on what we find on their immunohistochemistries.
It kind of reminds me of, I think there's some stuff like in lung cancer that did it that way.
So the trial you're referencing was at the dawn of targeted therapy, there was a study known as the BATTLE trial.
The BATTLE trial.
That was done
Roy
at MD
Herbst
Anderson.
And them. Right? Yeah, right. And
so it's a very similar sort of concept. But beyond just that, we're excited about this because we think not only could we profile by immunohistochemistry, but could we actually even drill down and then do in parallel gene expression profiling to look at RNA-based genomics, because maybe in the future we could do genomics instead of immunohistochemistries, because that would really open up the world to be a much more robust biomarker.
What's the name of the study again?
The ADVISE study.